Thought I'd start with a lovely little sound to calm everyone down. So happy Thursday. This is Divine Connections on a New Night Tonight. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with my beautiful team, Jessica Marie Tatro, Matthew Bustos, and Sue Fields Dalamonte. Sue's not with us just... Oh, yes, she is. She even hung her herself up. Good. Great. We're all technically sorted. I'm so glad. Wow. I'm loving this team. We're all starting to work together with Matthew. So I'm hoping we're going to bring you some amazing shows this year. Anyhow, we're talking tonight about maximum protection for our immune systems. And for obvious reasons, we're having that topic tonight. We're finding that everybody around us, it sounds like Rudyard Kipling's poem, if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, or they blaming it on somebody. But people are really on edge right now. And that in itself is a real hammer to the immune system, as we all know. So anyway, we thought we'd bring our thoughts to the topic tonight. And I'm just going to go around our table and see what everybody's take on the situation is, what your thoughts are. And to the callers tonight, if you have any thoughts on the subject, please feel free to contribute. And I just want to say that this any advice we may give about immune system boosters or whatever, this is not meant to take the place of medical help. If you need a healthcare practitioner, a doctor, a nurse, whatever kind of professional you work with, that doesn't mean you should stop taking their advice. We're just adding a little bit of what we've got to the mix and hoping it helps. So who'd like to go first? Anyone want to share their thoughts on immune responses and how to keep them tip-top? Don't everyone speak up at once, though. There's something that helps right there, just laughing. Sue, if I could call on you, I know that you are studying, you're getting right into the field of herbal medicine, natural medicine, because it's not just herbs. So you were going to throw a couple of ideas about some homemade immune boosters. You had some ideas. You've been throwing recipes around, and that's just fabulous. I'm really excited watching your work, and I'm really hoping at the end of it you're going to have maybe we'll be able to have a whole show on the subject down the road.
I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And like Lynn said, I am not a doctor. This is my personal opinion. And what I have learned through books and internet, it's accessible for anybody and everybody if you look for it. But I think the first thing that we all need to do to help boost our immune system, stay positive. Don't feed into all the stress and the garbage that's going on. Stay positive. Take your natural precautions, wash your hands, try to avoid bigger crowds right now, just normal common sense. And then a couple of the recipes that I have right now, the first one is elderberry syrup. And elderberries are such a fabulous immune booster. They're high in vitamin C. They boost our immune system. They can reduce the length of stomach digestive problems. They are an antioxidant. Teaspoon of cayenne pepper, teaspoon of ginger, teaspoon of turmeric root, pinch of black pepper. Mix it up really, really well and add honey to it for taste. And if you're showing symptoms of congestion or sluggishness, stomach upset, anything like that, you can take a teaspoon every 15 minutes for 2 hours and then back off from there. And you can also take this a shot glass every day just to keep your immune system up to par. But with Fire Cider, it restores and invigorates your system. boosts energy, can help ward off colds and flu. It eases sinus congestion. It can also lower blood sugar. It can aid in digestion, and it can also help with some cravings to get rid of those.
Excellent.
The rose hips
wow.
and the elderberry. The rose hips and elderberry are excellent right now for this time of year and for everything that's going on. So that's a couple of them that I have.
Oh, that's fabulous, Sue. We had a few sound issues. I don't know if where we're getting the problem from, but I'm going to get you to give me those recipes and we'll post them on the Sacred Embers site. And that way people can
okay.
get them again. It's worth posting anyway. They're really fabulous. Actually, you had a link for one of them, I think. So very cool. That's amazing, Sue. Thank you. We have Jessica and Matthew back again. We got dumped off. Now they're back. So would either one of you guys like to share your thoughts on our topic?
Yes. Can you hear me, Lynn?
I can.
Lynn?
I'm just wondering, I'm not
okay.
sure if we're having tech problems because you're kind of sounding funny too. I don't know how
yeah.
I sound to you guys.
It sounds the
yeah.
same.
What, underwater sort? Like we are coming from underwater?
Yeah.
my sound keeps coming in and out. It's muffled and...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, same thing I'm getting.
You've already made plans.
I hate
makes
to
it
say this, guys,
pretty
but
difficult
I think...
to hear.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're just going to irritate our audience.
Yeah.
Whew, this is a lot to ask of you guys, and it's a lot to ask of our callers. But do you guys want to give it another go tomorrow night?
I would love
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Sure.
I was
absolutely.
So, I even did my homework on this subject and everything. I felt like, oh, I really
oh,
got
I
it done. And yeah, we were laughing at Matt because he's like, did his homework on the bus, just like Ryan, and we just love him for that. It's like, Ryan would come on the show and he'd go, what's the topic? And we're like...
yeah. Exactly. Like, other than covering everybody up in trash bags, I don't know at all. Give me more time. To
yeah, no, we're all a little bit loony, Matt, so you're going to fit right onto this team like peas and carrots. So no problem. But
oh,
listen,
absolutely.
Folks, I think we're going to have to call it a night because nobody can hear. It sounds like goose farts, pardon my French. So we'll try this again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific. Well done. So, guys, call us back tomorrow night. We're really sorry about this, but the sound is just doing our head in. So
yeah.
thank you, and we send you love and light. And totally
thank you so
look
much.
Up. Yeah, we'll get Sue's recipes on the group page so you can start making them. They are really cool, and they actually taste good. I've tried them. So, anyway, kids, until tomorrow night, we'll send you lots of love and light, and please join us again. We'll give this another go, and as the old football coach used to say, we're going to keep running that play till we get it right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Love you guys. Thank you. We'll
love
see
you
tomorrow.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.